Do you see yourself as an activist?
Yeah, I do. I see myself as part of a movement, but I also believe that as an activist, I think that there are many ways of being an activist and being part of a movement. And I think we've lost sight of that, or certainly in North America, we've lost sight of that. You know, the definition of activist is very narrow. You know, it's people who you know speak through megaphones and have placards, and that's activism. And I think that if we continue to believe that that's activism, nothing is going to change. And so part of this process has been, yes, realize I am part of this movement, but that doesn't mean that I have to be something I'm not, because I've never been comfortable in that role. That's not who I am. I am a writer and a researcher, and that is activism. That's what the world has proven to me, because No Logo, even if I didn't write it as an activist book, it became one, and I became a part of a movement, and I consider that an honor, actually. You know, we say we want systems, you know, that we want ideologies and we want, you know, gurus and leaders to follow. But my experience is that we just want a little bit of hope, and it actually takes very little, maybe just a story, you know. Well, these people here in this one place, you know, Bechtel came in to privatize their water in Cochabamba, Bolivia. They got organized and they kicked them out, and they won, and now their water isn't privatized. Really? Well, that story spread around Latin America, and now you can't get a single privatized utility passed anywhere, right? So the power of stories, of storytelling, I think is a kind of, I guess you could call it leadership. I think it's another kind of leadership, I guess. And I see myself as part of a kind of global cabal conspiracy of storytellers.